Hello.
Hello?
Hi, I'm Kevin Sarmiento from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. Today we're talking with people in California, and I would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely? Hello?
Yes, I'm in a place where I can answer these questions.
Am I talking to Jan Lopez Dominguez?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And in which state do you currently live? California?
California.
Thank you so much. And which county in California do you currently live in?
The Fresno County.
Thank you so much. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all calls on a regular home phone, some on a cell phone, and some on a regular home phone, or all or almost all calls on a cell phone?
On a cell phone?
All or almost calls on a cell phone, would you say then?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, a political party, or by any candidate for political office?
No.
Thank you so much. Now, just to ensure that we have a representative sample, first, in what year and were you born?
August 14, 2004.
Sorry, can you repeat it?
August 14, 2004.
August 14, but what year, sorry? Can you please repeat only the year?
Oh, sorry about that. 2004.
Okay. 2004. Hello. What is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white? African American or black? Hispanic or Latino? Asian or Pacific Islander? American Indian or Alaska Native?
Hispanic or Latino?
Hispanic or Latino? You Espanol?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And what is the last grade that you have completed in school?
I'm currently in university. I guess.
College, would you say then?
Yeah.
About to get the bachelor degree?
More like in the middle, I'm a junior.
Oh. So it's like 2-year college degree?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Getting a start. First, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Could you repeat that question?
First, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove the way Joe Biden is doing as a president?
Strongly disapprove.
Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
Yes. Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
And if the election for a state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
The Democratic candidate.
Next, I would like to read you a list of names and different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know too much about, just tell me. We'll go on to the next one, okay? The first one is Donald Trump. Favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable, thank you. What about Esmeralda Zuria?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable, thank you. What about Kamala Harris?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable, thank you so much. What about Joanna Garcia Rosé?
Favorable.
Favorable. Thank you so much. Moving on, which one of the following issues is the most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? Jobs in the economy, abortion, crime and public safety, homelessness, border security, taxes, healthcare, climate change, inflation and the cost of living, education.
Inflation and the cost of living.
Thinking ahead to the November election, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested, and 10 means that you're extremely interested, how interested are you in the November elections for President, U.N. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices? You may choose...
4.
Okay, thank you so much. Next, if the election for President were being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump Republican or Kamala Harris Democrat?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, thank you so much. And if the election for a state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Zuria, Democrat State Assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rosé, Republican auditor mother?
Esmeralda Zuria.
Esmeralda Zuria. Would you say that's like Leon Zuria, probably Zuria, or definitely Zuria?
Definitely
Zuria, thank you. Moving on, would you say the economy is headed in the right direction, or it is pretty seriously off on the ground track?
I don't think it is.
Sorry?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes, of course. Would you say the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off on the ground track?
Well, it's seriously off on the ground track.
Next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has decreased, increased, or stayed about the same?
Stayed about the same.
On a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
No.
Although you have never voted for a Republican candidate before, would you consider voting for a Republican this year?
No.
Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might heard about Joanna Garcia Rosé during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for a state assembly. The first one is, Joanna Garcia Rosé supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and wants strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children. How would you rate that? Most likely, less likely, or no difference?
Less likely.
Less likely, much less likely, or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat less likely. Joanna Garcia Rosé is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds.
Likely.
Somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Somewhat.
To make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rosé supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. that make you feel more likely, less likely, or no difference?
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely. Perfect. Thank you so much. In the assembly, Joana Garcia-Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. How does that make you feel?
Somewhat more likely.
More likely? Like, somewhat more likely? Okay. And last one. As a professional auditor, Joana Garcia-Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public in law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. Less likely, more likely, or just not at all likely? Anymore.
Not likely.
So what that mean? That you're just less likely?
Is there a neutral option?
The three options are more likely, less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
No difference? Okay. Thank you so much. Now that you have heard some more information, if the election for a state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joana Garcia-Rose, Republican auditor mother, or Esmeralda Zuria, Democrat state assembly member? For who, sorry?
For Esmeralda.
Garcia Rose or Zuria?
Garcia Rose.
Garcia Rose?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you so much. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might heard about Esmeralda Zuria during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for a state assembly. Politician Esmeralda Zuria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with. How does that make you feel?
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely. Perfect. Esmeralda Zuria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. How does that make you feel?
Somewhat more likely.
Huh?
Somewhat more likely.
Sorry? Somewhat more likely. Hello, sir? Sir? Hello, sir? We're about to finish the survey. Do you want me to repeat the question, sir? Hello? Hello, sir? Can you hear me out? Hello? Hello? No, he disconnected, bro. I don't know how to.
That's the number right there.
Oh. Huh?